last Saturday, the Irish Mining and Quarry and Group had a black tie dinner event and a golf tournament for their members, as they're rightly entitled to, in Cavan. But I suppose one of the key organisers or people involved in it was Galantis, who are the parent company of Flintry Resources, who are the company who are currently prospecting in the North Leitrim area for gold. Well, they've got the licence anyways, as far as we're aware. So as a community, Treasure Leitrim, we decided we weren't going to let this opportunity pass to let the company know and their investors that they have absolutely no public support in this part of the world for gold mining. Collectively then, we're part of a larger network called CAIM, that's C-A-I-M, which is the Community Against the Injustice of Mining, which is a national all-Ireland organisation with up to 15 different groups. And on last Saturday, there was, I think, up to 10 groups represented from all over the Ireland, from Clare, Tyrone, Louth, Meath, Cavan, ourselves, Inishowen up in Donegal. So it was really just, it was a very strong protest and very well attended and very well covered by the media. And it was really just important to let the company know they do not have public support. They're welcome to come up and play golf anywhere they want in Ireland. We have some wonderful golf courses and I'd be delighted to see them at it. They're just not welcome to come and mine for gold.
As you say, Councillor, the protest was quite well attended by various groups from around the country. Do you feel you got what you wanted from the protest at the weekend?
Yeah, I really do feel, yeah. As I said, we got a lot of media attention from it. The papers in Cavan picked it up. The Anglo Sel, the Leitrim Observer, obviously ran with it. Yourselves are given a good attention online. They got a lot of coverage. And it's really just about letting people know. Again, this isn't about dictating to people what they should or shouldn't do. We're just letting the company know, and their investors, as I said, they do not have public support in this model in Ireland. And we would, following on from that, and coming up with the local election, which is coming, or the general election, should I say, we will be calling on all TDs to support a ban on gold mining in Ireland as part of their programme from government, if they get in, or definitely as part of their manifesto.